People are going to keep coming in, but that's okay. That's great. If we sing a start now, we can maybe get an extra song in. Who wants to pick a song? All right. Go ahead. And I apologize. I don't know everybody's names. I'm starting to learn a few because we just had... There were quite a few who were at Michigan camp not too long ago, so it's great to see somebody again. But which one did you want? 45. All right. Let's sing number 45. I'm going to apologize. I'm not fond of those things over there. When I have Sunday school at home, I like to push it out of the way because I don't like standing behind one of those things. All right? So I'm going to be out here with you. 45. Good. That was a great one to start out with. That goes pretty well with what I want to talk about today. That's great. All right. I see a bunch more smiling faces up here. Who else wants to pick one? And by the way, if there's somebody that wants to come up, we have lots of open chairs. It'd be great to fill them all up in the front row. All right. Again, you won't be able to see very well if you're in the back. This is meant especially for little children. All right. All right. Owen, what do you want to sing? A great one. I don't know if you could hear, but he said, "Jesus loves me." I think that's probably a favorite of most everyone. That is the first, the first one on the back. We're going to sing a lot off the back, okay? First one on the back, let's sing two verses, okay? So the first one and the last verse. We'll do that, all right? Jesus loves me. Good. I saw some people over here doing some hand motions, and you know, I think that's great. Okay? I'm going to stand over here because I want to make sure that everybody can hear me. I know I have this thing on here, but you want to find a spot? You need another chair? Let's pull it. Can I pull it? All right. There you go. Here. You can sit on this chair. I'll get you him. All right. So, you know, this is A wonderful song. We just sang three words that are so important to know. What are they? What were they? Yes. Jesus loves what?
Me.
What?
Me.
Me. Do you know that for your very own self? Do you know for sure that Jesus loves you? Can you say, when you sing that song, are you just singing the words? Or do you really know down here, where is this? Your heart, right? Do you know in your heart that Jesus, the one who hung up on the cross, He loves you? That's what the Word of God tells us. Jesus loves us. That's beautiful. Okay, let's sing another song. We'll sing one or two more maybe. Who wants to pick one? Maybe one from this side. We've been picking from the other side. Would any of you girls like to pick a song? If not, that's okay. You can think about one maybe if you want to. You don't have to have it out of the book. Sometimes it's hard singing out of these little books. You can just say the name of it. Maybe there's one that somebody has that's an action song. Like those? Should we go to this side? Okay. All right. Who has the one that?
Number 10.
Number 10. Okay. What's that one? Is that Around the Throne of God in Heaven? No, that's... What is that? Is that it? That's a good one. All right. Let's sing that one. All right. Around the throne of God. Very good. You know, that's a wonderful little hymn, little song. You know, there was something said yesterday that I thought was beautiful. It was very good. Somebody said something about heaven. Who remembers what that was? Who wants to be in heaven? You know, me too. But let me ask you something. Why do you want to be there? Why do you want to be in heaven? I would like to hear. Somebody tell me, why would you like to be in
heaven? Pain in heaven?
That's a really good thing. That's a really good thing.
It's not like a fire.
Yeah, that's terrible. Who's there? Satan, why would you like to be in heaven? Somebody help me out. Evan, why would you like to be in heaven? That's what I was looking for. I thought that was so nice. Yesterday, there was somebody said something about, yes, heaven is a wonderful place. It will be a wonderful place. But what's going to make it wonderful? It's the man, Christ Jesus, that paid for our price at Calvary. He's going to be there. He's going to be there. And we'll be, for those who say yes to the Lord Jesus, for those who say, I'm a sinner, I need a Savior, there's only one way, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you said yes to Him, you'll be there. You'll be there, gathered around Him, there, praising and worshiping Him, giving Him thanks forever. How wonderful. Okay, we better, maybe we can, if we have time, we can sing later. I'm going to grab my Bible real quick over here, and I'm going to need some help. Okay, somebody remind me where the verse is found. Proverbs. Whew. You guys know really well. Let's see here. You know, I think, who was it? Your dad said yesterday, maybe it wasn't him, somebody said about singing all the books of the Bible in your head. That's a really good point because sometimes I use that a lot. I think that's good. So what comes right before Proverbs? Psalms, that's right. So I'm in Psalms. I better keep going. Let's see here. There's a lot of Psalms there. Let's see. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10 says, I'm going to read it once, and then instead of having you all say it, which I really love to hear everybody say it individually, but we might say it together, okay? I'll read it to you first. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Very good. All right, now, you know, sometimes it's nice to have the older people have to say it too, right? We all need the Word of God. So maybe, maybe we can have everybody say it. How about that? Okay? All right. We're going to say it together. Sometimes this is hard because some people go fast, some people go slow. We'll try it, okay? Let's see. It starts out, and we're going to say it. Ready? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Proverbs 9:10. I about forgot the reference. Okay. Very good. Okay? That was great. That is a very good verse, and I'm going to tell you, somebody could explain that a whole lot better than I can, probably. But I would like to talk about, I've got something a little bit different on my heart this morning. And you might have already guessed it. Again, if there's any little people back farther that would like to come up, you're welcome to, because we have some stuff on the floor here that you probably can't see if you're sitting in the back. All right? Anybody. It doesn't have to be just little people. If anybody else wants to come up, they can too. Okay? So this morning, what I would like to talk about are three things that the Lord said. Okay? But first of all, I'm going to tell you why I want to talk about this. Okay? When we, Kentucky, the local assembly here, sent out their letter, they sent it out and very kindly sent it out, and we received it in the assembly where we are at. And the first time we heard about the Kentucky Conference this year, as soon as we told the kids we might be going to the Kentucky Conference, what do you think the first thing was that they said? Now, you can't say it if you're one of the ones in our family. Somebody else guess. What do you think was the first thing out of their mouth? Maybe they don't even remember. What do you think it was? When? That's a really good guess. Absolutely. That's a great guess. But, yeah. What's the verse? That's an excellent guess. And I've said this a lot. I don't like to stand up very well in front of... I remember saying my verse when I was a little kid. And it was, I'd count how many till it was my turn. What's that? Let's have one more guess. Maybe two. Now, I'm going to give you a hint. Look at the floor. Okay? I'm going to tell you, look at the... I bet you got it. What do you think? Fish. You're right. The first thing that came out is, Daddy, can we bring our fishing poles? You know what? They wanted to go fishing. Does anybody else like fishing besides the kids? I think about every little kid likes fishing, right? You don't even have to catch anything for it to be fun, right? Well, this morning, if you didn't get to go fishing yesterday, or even if you did, there's some fish here that I'm going to need help catching. Okay? I'm going to need some really little kids to help me catch them, probably. All right, there's three right on this side. You know, I've been standing over here. Would you like to be my helpers this morning? Would you three like to be my helpers? All right, and I'm going to need more than that, too, okay? So I'm going to need you three. You don't have to come over here quite yet. Anybody else want to be my helper? Owen, you want to be my helper? All right. We might need more than that, too, but we'll see. We'll start out with having you four be my helpers, okay? Now, as we go through here, I've got some fish, and you know, fish kind of swim a lot of times in, what do you call that?
Ocean.
Well, oceans, that's a good point. But they kind of swim all together. What is it? Schools, thank you. Yeah, and I never liked school, so I don't remember that word. They kind of swim in schools. But here we got them swimming along here, and we have two different ponds or lakes. You know, this is a beautiful place out here. You know, I think it's beautiful out there, and that was a lot of fun yesterday when the kids were fishing. But I would like to go fishing, and we got to stay in order here, okay? Do you think fish stay in order? They come up for the next bite? Probably not. But here, whenever we're fishing, remind me your name. What is your name? Come over. What's that? Sarah?
Clara.
Clara, I'm sorry. Can you come help me over here? I'm going to get you a fishing pole here. Here's a fishing pole. I'm going to need you to come down here, and I'm going to need you to be my little fishing helper. Can you come way over here? You can come over here, and I'll show you where to start. Okay? Now, what these are is some of these, you can come right down here. It's okay to step on it. Most of these have something on the backside. And these are the verses that I want to talk about today, right? And there's three main things. You're going to start down with that little green fish down there. And you don't have to do it quite yet, but I'm going to show you what they are. Three main things. Oh, that's great. You caught one. All right, you hang on to that for a little bit. The first one is going to be this. I'll come over here so everybody can see. It says, I'd like to have help. One of you that loves reading, tell me what this says.
Come unto me.
Come unto me. Very good. Very good. You know, there is a song that isn't, I don't know if it's in this one here. Who said come unto me? Can you hold that for me? I always like to have help. You can just hang on to it right there. That's great. You just hold it right in front of you. You don't have to hold it up high. You can put it down a little bit. But come unto me. That is great. Okay. And I've got another one here. There's a little song that has all of these in here, kind of, maybe not exact same words. What does this say? Follow thou me. Would you mind holding that for me? It's good if we can hold them here where everybody can just remember it. And then this is the one I want to get to eventually. Ooh, I thought. What does that one say? I will make you fishers of men. That's great. All right. You know what? I don't like having you two way over here, so I'm going to move your chairs over. Looks like nobody else is going to join us. So I'm going to move these over here because I don't want to leave you out. Let's have you sit over here. Can you two come over here? That way you can maybe see a little bit better. We'll get down to that side, but if you want to squeeze in here, that would be great. I don't like having my back that way, all right? Okay, great. So now we have three things. But you know, these are going to come in a certain order, right? And you already did a great job of fishing. You gave me a reference here. Ooh. And I want to start with the first one. Who remembers that song? We might sing it later. We'll see. I usually run out of time, but let's see. There's a song that says, kind of takes these three things, and one's in the first verse, one's in the second verse, and one's in the third verse. The first one says,
come under me.
Yeah, you're right. It has that in there, right? Remember? Hear what?
Christ.
Hear Christ calling. Come unto me. Who's saying that?
God.
Yeah, that's right. Okay? So I want to talk a little bit about that first. I think this is very, very important. And you know, there were, in the prayer for gospel last night, there were prayers that went up for you little ones. We long to have you little ones come to know the Lord Jesus, to say yes to the Lord Jesus. And here, this says, come unto me. Why do you think we need... Here, I can get you a chair if you want to sit down. Well, let me go down here and grab one. Why do you think we need to come to the Lord Jesus? What's that? Oh, you said it good, right? Do you want to sit back down here? You can sit down here if you don't want to have to stand up. To wash our sins away. I guess nobody else can hear on this, but here, I'll hold this up here next time. To wash our sins away. That's good. Guess what? Here's the first verse. Does anybody really love reading? If you do, would you mind turning to Romans 3:23? That was the first fish that was caught. Anybody can read it. Whoever wants to. If you want to turn to Romans 3:23, yeah, can you read that for me? Read it nice and loud here. Oops, just a second. You can hold that. That's kind of fun to hold.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Very good. Wow. All? You think everyone? Everyone sinned?
Yes.
That's right. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know what? We talked about heaven and hell earlier. You mentioned that Satan was in hell. And we talked about the Lord Jesus, the man Christ Jesus. He is who we will be gathered around if we know the Lord Jesus. You know, but you're not going to just go there. We're not born on our way to heaven. We are all born what?
On our way to hell.
That's right. We're all born sinners. And there won't be any sin in heaven. Not even one. Not even one. Not even one sin in heaven. You know, this is so important because we all want you to be there. Because the opposite, I talk about opposites a lot. The opposite is terrible. It's a lake of fire. Okay? So now, I need another fisher. Which one of you guys was going to be here? You two are going to be my little fishers. All right, fisher, you go down there and start fishing for the next one, okay? Let's find a fishing pole. I'll give you a fishing pole here. You want to have the fishing pole, and then we'll see how many we need. Go ahead and catch the red one down there on the end. Would you like to go fishing too? You can wait. Just wait a second. You can grab a pole, but we'll wait. We got to go in order here. So would you mind catching this red one? Perfect. Thanks. Okay, now let's see what the red one says on the back side of it. You can hang on to that one. And we'll just leave this one here for a little bit, okay? And you can take that one when we get there. What does yours say?
John 3:16.
Oh, I love that verse. All right. You know it off the top of your head, right? I think about everyone probably does. Go ahead, tell me what it is.
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Very good. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? We're all sinners. We're born in this world sinners. We're on our way to hell, the lake of fire. Something had to happen. here. It was just, you just told the gospel. Did you know that? For God so loved the world, He didn't want you to be in hell. He wanted you to be with Him. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that you, or you, or you, or you, or you, or me, or anyone who says yes to the Lord Jesus can be saved from that lake of fire. You can be saved because He paid the price for those sins that we talked about. The Lord Jesus, what did He do? He hung on that cross in those 3 hours of darkness. He was punished at the hands of a righteous, holy God. For what? For what? Why? So that you and I could come to the Savior. We would have a Savior who's punished for our sins so that we could come to Him. His blood was shed there after He died. What did the soldier do? What did the soldier do? He went with a spear and he thrust it into the side of the Lord Jesus. Terrible hatred. What happened? Something came gushing out, flowed out.
Blood and water.
And that is what washes our sins away. I don't know how, but I know it does. It does. And then we can be what the big word is called, redeemed, with the precious blood of Christ. All right, we better keep going here. Ooh, okay, very good. Did you catch a fish? All right, let's see. Romans 5:8. If somebody wants to turn to that, what do you have there? You're doing a great job of reading these verses. Romans 5:8. Can you read that really nice and loud?
But God commandeth His love toward us that in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
That is wonderful. God commended His love. He showed His love. You know, there are so many ways that so many different verses we could read about the love of God and about God sending His Son to die in our stead because we were sinners on our way to hell. Here, a beautiful verse. He loves you. He loves you so much. God loves you so much that He would show His love by sending His only Son. His only Son, who He loved, He sent Him down for you and I. Okay? Let's keep fishing. Okay? Let's see. Ooh, did we catch this one? I don't think. Ooh, nope. Would you mind catching this fish right here? You can step on there. I think it's okay. I got a bigger fishing pole, but I tried it earlier. It's kind of hard to catch those things. Okay, good. Now you pull it out. You can take your fish. Do you like taking the fish off the hook? All right, let me see what it says. Can you flip it over? Ooh, somebody that can read. Can you tell me what that says? What does that say on there?
Matthew 11:28.
Can my reader over here tell me what Matthew 11:28 is? You still have the microphone? Oh, I put it over here. Okay. Matthew 11:28. Here's everybody. Listen, listen. Look. Oh, listen. Okay.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Very good. Here it is. This is that verse, right? The first of it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor, all you who are in sins." And guess what? All have sinned. So we're all there. We all start out there. We are sinners. Are you trying some way to get to heaven? Are you trying to do other things? There's no other way. You know, last night I was going up to our hotel room and I went up the stairs instead of taking the elevator. Normally I poke the little button that says level 3 and then that takes me to 3 and I get off and I go to the right place. Well, I went up the steps on the end where they can run down if there's a fire or something like that. I went in and I got off and I went down to the room and I tried my key. The little red light flashed. Oh, no. So I tried it again. Oh, man, my key must not be working. So I tried it again and again. And then I looked up and I realized I was at 210 instead of 310. Guess what?
it wasn't going to do me any good. Right? I was down. I wasn't up on the floor I needed to be. That key would do me no good. You know, there was only one way to get into that room, and that was to have the right key. And I'm telling you what the right key is. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way to be in heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be. Right? All right, we better keep going. I need another fish. You want to be a fisherman pretty bad, so why don't you come up here and then you can come up and catch this one, okay, Owen? You can go ahead and go fishing. Can you give one of these? Here. You want to take that fishing pole? You catch, I don't care which one we go first. Let's catch this one right here. Can you catch that? It's kind of hard sometimes. Yeah, you can just poke that onto there. Yeah, those. I tried those and they wiggle all over and they're pretty hard to catch. Let's see here. Ooh, okay. Somebody tell me, what does that one say?
1 Peter 3:18.
Ooh, 2 Peter maybe. Try 2 Peter.
2 Peter.
Very good. 2 Peter 3:18. All right, we'll
Can I have that now?
we'll take turns. All right, sounds good. You want to step up there for the next fish here in a little bit?
Yeah.
What is 2 Peter, 3:18, what does that say?
But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen.
Ooh, good. We must have moved on to the next poster. Where's the poster? Where's the big poster that said, let's see, there's one more maybe. It said, follow me somewhere. Oh, there it is. Oh, thank you. Thank you. It says, follow me. Now, I'm going to move on here and I'm going to talk to you as if you have come to know the Lord Jesus. Again, we pray that you have come to know the Lord Jesus, that you have said yes. Okay? If you have not, it's a very sad thing. But there is still time. Right now, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not here in 5 minutes, right now, there is still time. Here it said, grow. Grow in grace and in the knowledge. What did it say? Very good. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is that right? So, now, if we've come to know the Lord Jesus, if we said yes to the Lord Jesus, that is absolutely wonderful. But you know, it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. Now, He wants us to, what? Follow Him, right? Follow Him. He wants us to, what happens if you follow somebody? If somebody's right here and you're following them, you may start to get to know them, right? There's some more verses. We need to keep going here because we're going to run out of time here. Let's go. Who caught the next fish? Was there another fish right here? Maybe. Let's see what this one is. Can you catch that one? We'll see what it says on it. What does that one say? Can you tell me what it says? Colossians 4,
2.
All right. Let's turn to Colossians 4, 2. Thank you. You can sit on that chair down there if you want to. Colossians 4, 2. I'm going to run out of time here, so I'm going to... You want to read that one?
Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving.
Very good. I want those three first words. Continue in prayer. Here, now we're talking about following the Lord Jesus. There's a couple things that are very important. And who remembers the second verse to that song that we talked about? The first one was, hear Christ calling, come unto me. The second one says, read, what'd you say?
Read your Bible, pray every day.
We lost a fish somewhere, but that's okay. There's another verse that we'll look at here in a second. Read your Bible, pray every day. What does that say on it? Ooh, you found it. Very good, very good. Yeah, we'll look at that one here in just a second. This one talks about prayer. What is prayer? What is prayer? What does it mean to pray? Sometimes, yeah,
thank the Lord Jesus for what you're thankful for.
That is wonderful, to thank the Lord Jesus. And you know, it's wonderful to thank the Lord Jesus for dying for us. If we've come to know the Lord Jesus, it's wonderful to thank Him for all that He did at Calvary. That's wonderful. But you know, when we pray, it's kind of like we're talking to the Lord Jesus, right? Have you ever had a best friend that you never talked to? No? Me neither. Right? I did have a friend that couldn't hear or talk, but I still went like this to him and did a whole bunch of stuff, and I don't even remember it now. I don't remember how to do it. But we're still talking. We're still communicating. Okay? Here, prayer is like talking to the Lord Jesus. Okay? The next one that was on one of these fish that got pulled out of the water was Revelation chapter 1. If you want to turn there, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3. Let's see here. Did you find that? All right, go ahead.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
So I want to talk about, just for a second, we're almost out of time. Here, there was some things talked about last night. The first word of this verse, what did Mr. Rule say? There was a word that he said, the very first word in this verse. What was it? Starts with a B. B. What is it?
Blessed.
Blessed. He talked about that. That was wonderful. You want to be blessed? You want to be blessed? Here, we talked about praying. What was praying? I was talking to the Lord Jesus, right? Now, how many people like a one-way street? No? No? Here, would you like it if somebody, if you talk to somebody all the time but they never talk back? Well, there's a couple ways of talking back, but the way I'm talking about, here, it's wonderful to have a conversation and to be able to learn more and build a relationship. If you want to have a true relationship, I'm going to venture to guess that if there are folks in here that are courting in this room, it's probably not just one talking, right? If you want to know the Lord Jesus, prayer is very important, but so is reading. You want to be blessed? What is this that I'm holding? What is this that I'm holding?
The Bible.
The Bible. What's the Bible? The Word of God, right? And if you want to know what God has to tell you, we got to read it. Got to read the Word of God. If you want to know Him better, you got to read the Word of God. Read the Word of God and pray. That's how we can follow Him. That's how we can learn more about Him. That's how we can have a relationship with Him. Okay? Now, we only have just a few minutes, so let's move on here real quick. There's some fish on the other pond over here in this lake. I need a couple more helpers. How about some down on this end? All right, let's take two of you, all three of you, come down this way. We'll go. Can I have the fishing poles? I think there's three of them. Can I have that red one? All right, can I have that fishing pole, please? Oh, you guys got one? All right, I need all three of you to go down there, and you can catch a fish. I don't even care which fish you catch. You can catch any of them. You can try to catch a fish. Ooh, is there anything on the back side of that one? Oh, nope. We're looking for one that might have something on the back. Oh, that one doesn't. Does that have anything on the back of it? Oh, very good. What does it say?
Matthew 5:16.
All right. My reader over there, can you turn to Matthew 5:16, please? Would you mind holding that up nice and high for me? We need a little reminder here. Why are we even fishing? Okay. Now, somebody read what's on the sign over here. One of you on this side. I will make you fishers of men. Now, we've talked about coming to the Lord Jesus, coming to know Him as our Savior. The very first and foremost. We can't do all the rest without knowing Him. We could be like Judas, which is very sad. He did, for a little while, looked like everyone else he was following. I pray that's not anyone here in the room this morning. That you're just going along with the crowd. Because eventually, when everybody else does this, you're going to do this. Okay? Very important to truly not only know the Lord Jesus in your head, but in your heart, truly know Him and love Him. Okay? I will make you fishers of men. If you know the Lord Jesus, if you want to follow Him, He can use you. Even when you're this big. Even when you're this big. What does that say? Who's my reader? Let's see. Matthew, I think it was 5:16.
Yep. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Wow. Let your light so shine before men. You know what? That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Are you saved by good works? Can we get to heaven by doing really good things?
No,
we talked about that. There's no other way. We talked about how you have to come to the Lord Jesus as a sinner. Lord, I want to be saved. There's no other way. But when we come to know the Lord Jesus, and we want to live for Him, we're following Him, we want to live for Him, even just going day to day, pleasing the Lord, day to day, other people will see you. Other people will see that you're happy. Other people will see the things, the way you act. Even that alone, many come to the Savior. The Lord can use that, right? Doesn't even have to be words. Let your light so shine. If you're happy in the Lord Jesus, the way you walk, others are going to see it. And they're going to want to have that same thing that you have. Okay? Yes, we can use words, for sure. We had the gospel preached earlier over here. There was John 3:16 read. Very important. I believe there will be thousands of people in heaven that heard John 3:16 and said, yes, Lord, I want to be saved. All right, there's another verse. We're really out of time here. I need one more fish. Did you find any more fish that had something on it? Oh, great. Mark, what is that? Mark 16:15. Okay, let's see what that one says. We're probably going to run out of time, but we'll read this one and then let's see. It's Mark. Very good. You want to read that one nice and loud?
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be demained.
Let's find how about the one right before that? Mark, I might have said the wrong one. How about Mark 16, verse 15? The one verse right before that.
And he said unto him, go ye all into the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Very good. Go into the world, all into the world. You know what? I think it's important. I know it's important. Here, there are folks in this room that have gone far, far away, and how wonderful that is to bring the gospel. We talked about what the gospel is. It's good news, right? To those people that maybe have never heard it before. But did you know that even here, all of you, whether it's in school, whether it's just in the grocery store, whether it's walking down the street, whatever it might be, did you know there's people right here in your own town, wherever you live, that may have never heard about the love of the Lord Jesus? Did you know that? All the corners of the world, even here in the U.S. We talk about going other places a lot, and that is wonderful. That's wonderful. There are terrible things happening around the world, and there are many who don't know the Lord Jesus. But even while you're little, like you are, you can preach the gospel in your own little corner. That's wonderful. And there's different ways to preach the gospel. We talked about that, okay? Our time is really up. There are many times I have to hang my head in shame and say, I haven't said a word for the Lord when I should have. But you know, there were a few fish over here that didn't have anything on the back of them. Not every fish up here had something on it. But I think we ended up fishing for all of them, right? And I was thinking about that just a little bit before Sunday school. And I was thinking, you know, we need to tell everyone about the Lord Jesus. Why? Because we don't know who the Lord has. Well, He loves all. Who is going to come to Him? Right? And we don't know how the Lord's going to use all these different things. But it's very important. We go into, if you could think about all the world as everywhere that you go, that we live Christ, that we shine for Him like we talked about the light, and that we are fishers of men, that we are telling others about this wonderful love. Why would we want to preach the gospel? Because He loved us so much to save us. We ought to want to do something for Him and tell others about that same love that reached down, picked us up out of that horrible pit, and set our feet upon a rock. The rock, the man, Christ Jesus, who loved us and gave Himself for us. Our time is up.